This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Kimberly Hopkins, KIMBERLYHOPKINS. Date of birth 9/18/1966. Date of appointment May 23, 2023. Requesting physician Gabriel Spencer. GABRIELLESPENCERNP. Dear Gabriel Spencer, I have the pleasure of seeing Kimberly Hopkins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who went to see the eye doctor. She has no peripheral vision, MRI of the brain done, which is abnormal and shows right frontal lobe white matter non-enhancing increased signal, maybe due to chronic lacunar white matter stroke. MRI same as in 2019. Her vision loss progressed over the 10 years. She's trouble seeing, need to follow with the eye doctor. Maybe due to thyroid eye disease over the years getting episode like staring and dazed, sometime hands and leg jerky movement, sometime whole body is doing. She has schizophrenia, anxiety, depression, seeing mental health counselor. It lasts 1 to 2 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. No tongue biting, fuzzy feeling, floating. No incontinence, postictal confusion, and sleepiness after the episode. Her feet are numb and difficulty walking. Blood test done including ESR, which is 15, rheumatoid factor, Lyme disease, ANA is negative, TSH normal, hemoglobin A1C 5.1, vitamin D is low, 15.6. Past medical history. Osteoporosis, anxiety, arthritis, bipolar disorder, COPD. Depression, GERD, hypothyroidism, schizophrenia, thyrotoxicosis, past surgical history, repair of the hiatal hernia, tubal ligation, social history, we smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, uses marijuana, does not drink alcohol, she's single, lives with a daughter, have 2 children, family history, mother, father deceased, both due to cancer, 2 sisters, 1 with MS, 1 with seizure, 2 brothers, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, confusion, convulsion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present occipital, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes. Upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, shears a constricted vision all around. Assessment and plan, 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, complex partial seizure. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, visual loss. Next paragraph, our MRI of the brain done, which shows right frontal lobe white matter, non-enhancing lesion, which is very small. It can be due to some old infarct or trauma to the brain. This lesion is not responsible for her visual loss or visual loss. I will order the EEG because history is suggestive of complex partial seizure. I would like to order the blood test also, including B12, folate, iron, total iron binding capacity. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.